Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And thanks to Lynn Rollins for that great introduction he does each and every Saturday morning. Well, happy 4th of July weekend in this 249th birthday of our nation. And, you know, right now we got a report from Louisiana Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain that crawfish is still available. And this is kind of late in the summer to have them, but it won't be long. So if you're going to have a celebration, a cookout for the 4th of July weekend, I might want to grab some of those crawfish for the last time before they go and climb down into the burrows. Well, we also have lots of shrimp and crabs readily available for your 4th of July seafood. A question for you this morning, if you could only have one for the rest of your life, which would it be? Crawfish, crabs, or shrimp? Text us your preference to 504-260-1870. You're going to be interested to see which one is the winner. And you can do that along with your fishing reports. You got some questions, comments. Well, we'd love to hear from you. Also have lots of fishing information coming from our field reporters. The red snapper landings estimates through, this is through June the 15th. The Loch Creel, which is our real near real-time landings data collection program, they say we've caught 337,690 pounds, or about almost 38% of our private recreational allocation for Louisiana, which is almost 900,000 pounds. So plenty of snapper to still be caught. Well, we're into July now, and that is probably the biggest fishing rodeo month. And we've got some events for you if you want to become part of them. And we'll run down the schedules coming up just a little bit. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission will be holding their monthly meeting this coming Tuesday. You're welcome to attend in person. It's over there on Quail Drive in Baton Rouge. Or you can sign up for the Zoom meeting, and I'm going to tell you what important issues I think are going to be addressed, and then next week we'll have a full report on any developments in that commission meeting. Now, this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoors feature is a follow-up case I reported on earlier where our honoree has got his day in court, and he has been fined almost $1 million. What could you possibly have done to get almost $1 million fine? Well, we'll tell you all about that in our Bad Boys of the Outdoors segment. All right, also looking at the coastal marine forecast, if you headed out, going to be kind of nice. Got a northeast wind offshore, about 10 knots, 2-foot seas. Tomorrow, those winds become a little bit more easterly. It could be northeast or actually east. Still light, about 5 knots and some smooth conditions. Good snapper and wahoo and tuna conditions out there. On the interior lakes and bays today, you're looking at a northwest wind, 5 knots, becoming more northeasterly about tomorrow, but that 5-knot wind's going to leave you with some pretty smooth conditions on the interior lakes and bays. Got a pretty good tide range, almost a foot, about 0.9, and of course the rain, depending, it could pop up anywhere, but not any big system coming in. You got a 30 to 50% chance on Sunday, 30 today, so just keep your eye on the horizon, because those winds and seas could become a whole lot different if you get caught in one of those storms. Mississippi River stage is 11.7 and holding steady, so we know what the river does to affect a lot of our fishing, and it's dropping. Hopefully it'll drop a little bit more and get us into some better summertime fishing, a little bit closer in for those specks and reds. All right, it's a big weekend, 4th of July. We're broadcasting from our St. Hubert's Cathedral Annex in Baldwin County, Alabama, and we invite you to text us 504-260-1870. Question for you this morning, you only get one now for the rest of your life. Would it be boiled crawfish, boiled shrimp, or boiled crab? Text us 504-260-1870. We'll be back right after this with Robbie Campos' report live from Shell Beach on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's go down to Campos Marina where there's always lots of shrimp flying around down there, live, fresh, frozen, you name it. Robbie Campos joins us now. And, Robbie, what kind of conditions you got looking at this 4th of July weekend?
Well, Don, right now we're looking at a northwest wind about maybe 5 miles an hour. We had it yesterday. It was north wind yesterday, but we got the same conditions this morning. But I tell you, you know, look, we're going to jump into this fishing thing. Earlier in the week, you know, we were on the neap tide portion of the backside of the moon. Now we're starting to see some more tide movement. And latter part of the week, the beginning of the week was kind of slow. Latter part of the week picked up, man, and they started catching some fish. Anastasia has been good. Anastasia was good yesterday for specks and white trout. It was good at the Long Rocks yesterday, down all through the Long Rocks and the Short Rock side, over in the, you know, the Christmas Camp Lake area. We're starting to see that heat up, and also plenty of white trout starting to show up over there. I know most of the people that's listening to this going to go, oh, we ain't fishing no white trout. Well, if you ain't keeping white trout, you're missing the boat, buddy. I'm just telling you, because that's a fine fish to eat, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with them as long as you take care of them the right way. They are a little bit softer than speckled trout, but if you take care of them the right way, you ain't going to find a finer fish to eat. They're just as good as speckled trout, too. Don't throw those things back. And the great thing about those guys are there's no limit, no size limit. Respectfully keep the nicer ones, you know, but, you know, y'all guys know what to do. I ain't got to tell you. Just keep the nicer ones. So, you know, we don't have to beat a dead horse here because I go through this all the time. But we're starting to see, Don, that, you know, these slot reds are starting to show up better and better every week. I kind of missed it like about maybe a week or so. We're starting to see these fish now. They're coming in at 18 and a half, 19 inches. I predicted, you know, the middle of June, which I was partially right, but we're starting to see them now where they, you know, where they're coming in, you know, they look like they're all cookie cutters and they just, you know, that 19, 19 and a half. They are still catching some of the, you know, juveniles, and we're starting to see a new crop of reds that showed up that's about anywhere from 10 inches to, to a foot long. Those guys won't be ready till next year. They just popped up here in the last couple of weeks. You know, we're seeing more and more of them every day. So, which is good. We got to have juvenile stuff to have stuff for the future. So, but yeah, man, it's been some great fishing the latter part of the week. So if you are fishing on this 4th of July weekend, come on down here, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us at Campos. Our bait tanks are full and we're waiting on you guys to show up.
Sounds good. I bet you've had some crowds. This is a big fishing weekend, and with the conditions we got, should be lots of people headed out. And, you know, on those white trout, Robbie, we really are blessed not to have any size limits, any creel limits. It's just a fish that's very plentiful. And like you say, keep them nice and cold where that flesh stays firm and don't let them, you know, get mushy on you. It's just as good as a speckled trout.
Oh, no, there's no doubt. No doubt, Don. That's it's a fine eating fish. Yeah, I'm telling you. And if you're not saving them, you're missing the boat. And if you're not registered for Star Tournament, you still have time. You know, it just goes all the way to Labor Day. So if you haven't done that, do so. You don't want to be that guy that goes out there without that star tournament entry and catch a tag red fishing, and you just missed a boat again. So you don't want to do that.
Oh, you missed the truck, actually.
Yeah, well, right. You know, well, Don, let me ask you, does anybody catch a tag one this year that's legal? I don't know if they have one, you know, legally caught yet. I have no idea.
There was a teenager caught one right around you, Hopedale, this week, and they took a picture of it. And the report I got was he released it live, but he got a picture of him with the tag, no ticket, no membership, no star ticket. So not only did he throw the redfish back, he threw the truck back in with it, too.
Gee, that's got to hurt.
But at least you know that fish is around. He's there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And for the couple of dollars that it costs to get entered into this thing, guys, it's just so worth it. I mean, you know, they have $750,000 or some wonderful prizes. You can't go wrong. Just get signed up, people. And then if you don't have if you don't have a CETO membership, get that also, because I like to know that people get home that safe even after I close. So, you know, at Backdown Ramps, Don, you know, when we leave here, you still pick up at 10 o'clock at night if you want. But when I go home and I come back the next morning, I see your car still in the parking lot, it makes me start to wonder. So get signed up for that also. So, yeah, come on down and see us. We're waiting on you.
They got a special deal at CETO right now. In fact, it's only going to be on through Monday. It ends, and you get 15 months for the price of 12. So it's three free months. You save about $62, and they got a code to put in. It's SELA15. SELA15. Remember that 15 because you get 15 months. Robbie, one last question, a personal question for you. If you could only have one for the rest of your life, would it be ball crabs, ball shrimp, or ball crawfish?
Don, I'm partial to shrimp. I love crawfish, but I got to go with shrimp. I'm sorry, you know, I love some crawfish, but I got to go with shrimp. It's just me, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of people with you.
I'm a shrimp guy. Yeah,
I got a lot of people texting. They are a lot of shrimp eaters around. In fact, I used to do a survey and kept records of when they were executing prisoners at Angola. You know, they give them a last meal. I don't know why, but they give them their choice. Number one choice, fried shrimp.
Well, you can't go wrong with that if you're checking out.
That's right. You got a good one on the way out. Robbie, thanks for the report. As always, we'll catch up with you next week. Y'all have a good one down there.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Robbie Campo over there at Shell Beach. All right, we come back after this. Going to check on our text message. Which would it be? You can only have one now. Ball crawfish, ball crabs, or ball shrimp? 504-260-1870 is our in-studio text line. We're back to check it right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, most of the country, when you hear the word rodeo, they think of bucking broncos and calf roping and steer wrestling and that type of thing. But in the South, along the Gulf Coast, rodeo means fishing, and there's no bigger month for rodeos than July. This weekend, in fact, today, the Golden Meadow Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo is taking place, and they open the scales up at 1 o'clock today, and they've got music by some local bands. They got a shrimp boil dinner. Yep, that's somebody who likes boiled shrimp. And of course, the Childs, they've got a free rod and reel giveaway and a live auction at 6. They'll hand out the awards I think it's going to be around 7 o'clock that award ceremony starts, and they draw the raffles, and all stays open at the pavilion down there at Fouchon until midnight tonight. And great opportunity. And if you've got a fishing pole and you're going to be fishing down there, they've got all kind of categories. Hook and line, big game, kayak, special kayak, spear fishing, and kids divisions. The Golden Meadow Fouchon Tarpon Rodeo this weekend. Now, next weekend, got a special deal at the Blue Boot Rodeo. Wait a minute. Blue Boot Rodeo. There you go. They got some LSU National Championship team players are going to be down there signing autographs from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Tarpon Pavilion, where the rodeo is going to be held. You can meet and get an autograph from outfielder Josh Pearson, Kaysen Evans, the pitcher, Jake Brown, a local guy, plays outfield, Dalton Beck, pitcher DJ Primo, Jaden Newton, another pitcher, and a guy we took on the Tigers in the Wild feature, to do some fishing and hunting. Gavin Guidry, who kind of was laid up this year, didn't really get to play, had an injury, but he's supposed to be back in action next season. So anyway, stop by and see those players. They'll be lined up signing autographs. That's going to be from 3 to 5 at the Tarpon Pavilion. And then a big one's going to be going on July 17th through the 20th over on Dauphin Island, not far from where I am. It's the 92nd annual. That's a long time. A lot of rodeos for the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. They get somewhere between 6,000 and 8,000 fish are weighed in. And it's been around now almost 100 years, and they got $1 million in cash and prizes. They've got a contender 26-foot bay boat with a big 250 Yamaha on the back of it to give away. And if you weigh a fish, you enter the drawing for some of these prizes. And at the weigh-in, this one has become known for having some big sharks brought in. I remember last 2 years ago, it was Brett Rutledge. He caught a 1,019-pound Tiger Shark, broke the rodeo and the Alabama state record. For a while there, they had taken shark off the categories, but it was reinstated, and it's one of the highlighted categories they have. Anyway, if you're going to get a ticket to fish, you got to get it before the start of the competition, and that will be at the Cannon Blast, 5 a.m. Friday, July 18th. That's the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. That's another big one and a good one. And, of course, at the end of this month, we close out in Louisiana with what they call the granddaddy of them all, and that is the Tarpon Rodeo down at Grand Isle at the Tarpon Rodeo Pavilion. It goes Thursday, July 24th to Friday and Saturday the 26th. It's kind of similar to Golden Meadow. They got categories for everything. Crab races for the kids, DJs, music's going to be played, and that's going to close out the month, July 24th through 26th. And another event that's taking place is the Billfish Unlimited. This is put on by the Mobile Big Game Fishing Club. It'll be at their dock at Orange Beach from July 31st through August the 3rd. This is a big money, big fish tournament, and lots of excitement going on there. And then we have the 75th Annual Empire South Pass Tarpon Rodeo, July 31st, August 1st, and August 2nd. That's going to be at the Empire Boat Harbor. In fact, coming up just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Mitch Juricich, and we'll be, you know, getting his report on what that rodeo is going to be, what's down there if you want to fish in it. All right, let me get to the text board. The question we're asked this morning is, if you could only have one of these for the rest of your life, and we're talking boiled seafood here now, would it be crawfish, crabs, or shrimp? We've got the Baldwin County teacher checking in and says, pray you had a blessed 4th. As much as I love seafood, I would have to choose shrimp. Have a blessed weekend. That's from the Baldwin County teacher. Got another one, another vote for shrimp. And then we got one says, I love boiled shrimp because they're available all year. And our listener from Ohio says, it's just as hot here as I remember down the bayou. Yeah, bayou, by us. How did the fish stand it? Well, there was a rumor that a fish was seen blowing on a shrimp, cooling it off before it ate it. That's how hot it's been in the waters. And this one says, Devin from Florida, if it were my last meal, and the warden said, what do you want? If it were only my only meal, and since you didn't say oysters, I'd say shrimp. Otherwise, oysters. Yeah, oysters, but I don't think you can boil oysters. Somebody might have tried putting the shells in that boil, but I don't think that would work real well. But, yeah, oysters are another great product. Here's one from Wingbone. He said it would be another vote for the shrimp. And another text says, good morning, Don. Well, I eat boiled crawfish every day of the year, but will settle for etouffee when they get too hard to peel. You know you need to purge a few to help out the whitetail fawns out. Cheers, the Colonel from Hammond, where he's listening to us. All right, we got this one says, Mr. Don, shrimp gets my vote hands down. That's from the River Rat. Looks like we got a lot of shrimp lovers out there. And let's see. I get the whitetail fawns. It said he headed to the farm this morning. Hogs finally showed up on the camera in the daylight. Yeah. All right. And then we got if boiled, then crawfish, but if any only one, then shrimp. Okay, I get you. Here's another for ball shrimp from New Orleans listener. And here's a happy 4th of July. It's a tough choice, but I think I'd have to go with boiled shrimp. In fact, I had some of the best just last Sunday at the Grand Hotel's buffet brunch in Point Clear. Highly recommend it if you get the chance one Sunday. Lots of options, but no tomato pie or melaton. That's from my friend David Hubble, listening to us in the Mobile area. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, get to some more of your text messages. Tell you what's coming up at this week's Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting. It'll be July 8th. You might want to get involved in it. I'll tell you what they're going to be talking about right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, question for the audience this morning. If you could only have one for the rest of your life, if you're talking boiled seafood here now, would it be crawfish, would it be shrimp, or would it be crabs? Got mostly shrimp coming in, but a couple crawfish. Nobody's picking the crabs over those two. And here's, you know, some people just don't get the question. I don't know where these people are. They don't list their name and have an unrecognizable area code on most of them. But somebody says hamburger. Another one says pizza. Tacos and ramen or ramen. It's crawfish, crabs, or shrimp. All right, here's somebody. What's the code for that CETO discount? That is SELA, S-E-L-A, 15. And you'll get 15 months for the price of 12, only good through July 7th. All right, here's one. Happy 4th of July weekend in Mississippi. The flounder bite is going strong. That's from our friend the Weave. Yeah, Weave, I know where you are, and I know what you're doing. But tell us, would it be crawfish, crabs, or shrimp? Here's one that says, I got to get crawfish on the board. Ohio votes crawfish all day long. The fresh shrimp are nice, though. All right, we got some more coming in. We'll get to those, but we're going to talk about the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting coming up on Tuesday, July 8th, and we'll tell you what some of the highlights of what they'll be covering right after we pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, on July 8th, Tuesday, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries will hold their monthly meeting at 9:30 in the morning at their headquarters at Quail Drive in Baton Rouge. And they've got a lengthy agenda. There's like 19 items, but most of those are going to go real quick. But I'll hit some of the ones I think are highlights. And if you want to attend in person, you can. Then you can sign up if you'd like to speak before the commission under public comment section. And there's also going to be some other awards given out. And one of those we're going to keep an eye on. You know, we had a fellow by the name of Tofio Bourgeois. And for probably 20 years, he used to do us fishing reports, a heck of a guy. And unfortunately, much too young, he died in a plane crash doing what he loved the most, flying back in from the Chandelier Island. Well, the Louisiana Charter Boat Association has established an award in his name to the agent, the enforcement agent, who they think contributes the most as far as the charter boat industry. And the Tofio Bourgeois Memorial Award is going to be presented to Agent Dustin Barton by Richard Fisher, who's the executive director. And that's going to be done at the commission meeting on Tuesday morning. We'll be interested to hear the story. And here's another interesting item that they're going to be covering. A presentation of the results of the commercial menhaden fishery bycatch study. Yeah, the LGL Ecological Research Associates had two doctors, Lewis Nesbitt Jones and Dr. Scott Rabin, be interested to see. This is the pogey boats now, and they did a study on their bycatch, and they're going to make a presentation on what that consisted of. Really interesting. You can bet I'll be zoomed in for that one. Another item that they're going to be talking about, I think, would be of interest to the audience. There's going to be a presentation of the 2025 Waterfowl Hunter Survey. Did you participate? Remember, I reminded you, if you got the survey, to definitely participate. They will looking for 100 choices, and they're going to be making some decisions on zones and splits for 5 years. That's how it works now. When once they establish these season for zones and splits, it's good for 5 years, and we're at the end of the fifth year of the one that we've been under for the last five. A new one's coming up, and they're going to give the results of what you hunters said you'd like and offer that to the commission to adopt it. There's also some presentations from Delta Waterfowl and Ducks Unlimited and some lots of other information. They do a complete enforcement report, a whole bunch of bad boys they report on, and that'll be given by Captain Davis Madere. So all that's going on Tuesday morning. If you want to join in, you can do it from your home office. Just zoom in, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission meeting, or you can appear in person. It's at 2000 Quail Drive in Baton Rouge. So there you go. All right, let's get back to the text messages. Oh, man, I don't know if I can get to all of these. We'll try to get as many as we can. Here's one that says, me and the fellas misheard your question. We're on our way to Hopedale. Sun's rising, clear skies all around. If I had to pick one of the boiled options, as much as I love some boiled shrimp, I'd still have to go with boiled pizza. You're welcome to it. And we got this one says, we are buying now. Listen to every Saturday morning. Have a great day. That's Danny and Wendy Bryant. I hope y'all have a good one out there this day, too. Here's one says, while we are very fortunate to have easy access to all three, recent economics make shrimp the choice for frequent consumption. Crawfish are great. Crabs are a picking event, but shrimp are year-round, easy to boil, and a food bargain all year long. Can't beat a shrimp boil with friends. That's from the Lafayette Yakker, and I'll join in with you on that. All right, we're going to be back right after this. Talk to Mitch Jarosich. He's down at the Delta Marina, and he's going to be talking about the upcoming 75th Annual Empire South Pass Tarpon Rodeo. But it ain't just tarpon. Lots more for you to do. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's take you down to Delta Marina down in Lower Plaquemines Parish and talk to Mitch Jarosich. Good morning, Mitch. Good to hear from you, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Don. Doing wonderful. Loading the boat up as we speak so we can head offshore to go see if we can catch us a limited snapper this morning.
I think you're going to be successful, given the conditions and the reports I've been getting. It's good to get a marina operator to give us the reports, because you see so many people and you talk to so many people and see what they're catching. It's not like one person giving their personal report. You've got it represents a whole gang of people. If you would, give us a quick report on what people have been catching out of the marina, and then I want to talk to you about the upcoming rodeo that's going to be at the end of the month.
Good deal. Yeah, no, so, you know, the speckled trout are very, you know, they're plentiful, very plentiful. The problem is you got to pick through them. You know, the birds are everywhere. You know, a lot of small white trout mixed in. But the specks, you know, you gotta go through them. A lot of little 10, 11-inch specks, which is a good sign, great sign for later on. But the guys who fish the reefs and, you know, they fish in the jetties in the evening and afternoon and stuff like that, they're catching their limits of a pretty trout, nice, good keeper trout. You know, you just can't, if you fish the birds, you can expect to lose a lot of bait, you know, while you're picking through to try to get you a few keeper fish, but which is not bad for me. The more bait you use, the better it is, you know.
True.
But overall, you know, fishing's been good. Redfish have been a little bit tough. You know, just, I don't know, it's just been having to pick through, you know, and try to, you know, find a few here, a few there. But anyway, you know, other than that, you know, the offshore fishing has been, like you said, it's been great. A lot of young snappers still, you know, if you stay close, you got to really fish hard to try to get a limit. If you go in the federal waters, you know, you can get it a little quicker. The sharks have been just unbelievable. We went a couple weeks ago. And, you know, we didn't get our limited keeper snapper because of the sharks. You know, we got a limit of heads.
You know, yeah.
But it seemed like the little ones, they wouldn't eat the little ones. But every time we caught a legal-sized snapper, you know, we had to really fight to get in the boat quick. But anyway, we're looking forward to today and everything. And also, like you said, the upcoming Empire South Pass Tarpon Rodeo. It'll be our 75th year, and we're really looking forward to it. You know, if Mother Nature deals us a good hand, I think we're going to have probably one of our biggest, most successful rodeos to date. Our sponsorships are coming in big time. People really are, you know, overwhelmingly, you know, supporting us. And it's, you know, it's just amazing to have that support from the people. We doled out this year. We were able to put $45,000 back into our community, nonprofits and stuff like that. So it's been really good. It's a lot of hard work and everything, but at the end of the day, when you see how, you know, families enjoy it, because it's a family fishing rodeo, it's not nothing specialized. You know, we have so many categories. I think we're going to have to add tadpoles this year because our sponsorships are growing so much. We're running out of species of fish to put on the board. You know, as I tell everybody, if you catch it, throw it in the box because we're probably going to weigh it for you. You know, but it's really, we're looking forward. We got some good bands lined up this year. As usual, you know, a lot of vendors, a lot of good food vendors. In fact, we're having to start to turn some down now, which I hate to do, but, you know, we only limited in space. And, and everything. But it's just, we're looking really looking forward to it. Of course, we follow the Faux Pas, which is a popular rodeo, you know, fishing tournament. And usually people say, oh, when y'all have it back-to-back, is it successful? It very much so is successful. It's just like Grand Isle. You know, we follow them, too. The family fishing rodeos seem to go over real well.
Yep, 75 years and going strong, going to be at the Empire Boat Harbor. How do you buy tickets, Mitch?
Well, we will be selling tickets online and also at our local stores. I mean, we'll have them at Delta Marine, a B&B Tackles, Jean Froze Hardware, certain places throughout Belle Chasse. We will advertise that. Tell everybody to be watching Facebook, and we'll be posting it, and I'll send it to you as well, send a link to you as well, where they can go online and, you know, buy tickets online and everything. We've kind of gotten a little tech savvy over the years now where we can kind of reach out because it's hard for people, you know, to get tickets. And a lot of times, look, if they just call us, you know, we'll put them on the side, reserve them for them. You know, usually ticket sales end on Friday morning. We start the rodeo on Thursday. But a lot of times people can't get down till Friday. So, you know, Friday morning is probably the deadline to buy a ticket. Now, if you went fishing on Thursday, don't come buy a ticket on Friday. I'm watching.
No.
I know where you're at.
That's right. You got to have the ticket before you catch the fish in order to win.
Yeah, if you come in with a flounder on Friday, but I know you caught it on Thursday, you're not getting the ticket.
Yeah. Mitch, you said it's a family rodeo. It's not a big money tournament. What are some of the awards that people will be getting for winning the categories?
They're going to be getting plaques for the most part. Plaques. Mm-hmm. Now, the live redfish and all is a little money involved in a live redfish. I think tarpon, we have a little money for the first tarpon caught that's donated. You know, so, and good thing about it is we have some tarpon fishermen back, and I really love that because that's what the rodeo entails is tarpon, you know, just like Grand Isle. And for a couple years, you know, back, we didn't have many people fishing tarpon. And, man, the tarpon fishermen have really rebounded and coming in and getting active. And that helps us out a lot because everybody wants to come see the Silver King. But, yes, it's pretty much – but we do have raffles. You know, when you buy a ticket, of course, you get the door prize. I think it's $500. And then you have – we raffle off a bunch of stuff. You know, kids, a lot of kids prizes – that we raffle off. And that's the good thing about it. The children's division, you know, that brings a lot of families out. And this year we had to move it up a little bit. That's why it's July 31st, August 1st and 2nd, because of school, the school year. We always try to have the rodeo the week before school lets in. And I tried to convince the school board to move the school back a week. You know, that wasn't going to happen. I guess I just said a couple days. You know, start school on Monday instead of Thursday, but they didn't go along with that. But so we kind of, you know, we normally it's the first full weekend in August, and we kind of we had to deviate from that this year. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we get back on track with the first full weekend in August and everything. But, you know, we're really looking forward to a successful event. We got a lot of excited people. We get calls all the time saying, man, they can't wait. Like I said, our sponsorship has grown. We got, you know, some new sponsors. The Tarpon sponsorship is a $5,000 sponsorship, and we're up to three of those this year where we've been hanging around two, but we've got a new one, and our platinum sponsors are $1,000, and the money just rolling in. You know, people just, they know that, you know, we give back to the community, and that's what I think a lot of people love about this event is, you know, we're doing it to help the community and, you know, surrounding, you know, nonprofits and stuff like that.
Very good. Well, Mitch, we'll encourage people to check it out on Facebook, get their tickets well in advance, and I'm going to let you get on the boat and go get some of those snapper, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yes, sir. No, the longer we talk, they're putting ice on the boat right now. You know, I don't have to work right now. So anyway, I'm letting them do all the hard work. Well, Don, it's been great talking to you. Good catching up. And get out there in tight lines and happy fishing. So.
Gotcha. All right, there he goes, Mitch Jurisic, down at the Delta Marina, getting ready to go get some of those red snap. All right, coming up next, we head to Grand Isle. We'll talk to Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. Get your report right after this three-minute pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we quickly head down Highway 1 and check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter, Grand Isle. I'm sure he's got a fishing trip planned this morning, but before doing that, he's going to give us a little bit of a report. Darrell, how's things going on the island?
Man, Don, this island is busy this weekend. It's I think this may be taken over as the busiest weekend of the year on this island. A lot of beach going, a lot of crabbing, a lot of, you know, just a lot of family shenanigans going on, and it's busy, busy. The beautiful thing is, we've had some beautiful weather, some good weather, and it's opened up a lot of fishing areas that, you know, that we complain about all the time that the weather keeps us out of. So it's kept the boats spread out in that bay. So it hasn't been so bad as, you know, as bumper boats. The fishing's been pretty good. You find some fish. You know, we've talked all year long after that freeze and all about how our fishing's been a little bit inconsistent. So the best advice is if you find some fish, stay with them. Don't get greedy if they slow down and move. Just stay with that school of fish because it is still a little bit inconsistent. As Mitch was just telling you, what we're starting to see, too, is we're starting to see that late summer pattern, if you will, where a lot of small fish are showing up. So that's why I said, if you find you a good school of fish, stick with them, even if you got to have some patience, because if you move around, you're gonna go through three or four schools of small throwbacks. And anywhere around Bay or Terrier Bay, that's not a good thing because there's no conservation taking place. There's dolphins are eating every one of them. The offshore stuff, you know, I got to listen to Mitch's report. The snapper, you know, we're a little deeper here. If you come over this way, we're a little closer to the canyon. The red snapper have just been abundant. In fact, we had a house full of golden pan-seared red snapper last night. It's just, man, I mean, the state of Louisiana is doing a good job of managing it, and there are plenty of Mondo red snapper out there. Bait's been plentiful. Croakers have been a little bit hard to find, so I think they've been rationed, but we've still got plenty of shrimp. Plenty of white shrimp are showing up. Plenty of birds working. It's just, you know, our summer was a little bit late, but it's here now.
Very good. Daryl, would you say on a weekend like we got now, a good plan would be maybe start on the beaches and then later in the day head back up into the bays?
Yeah, Don, and that seems to be what the crowd's doing. You get a lot of people. In fact, the beach has even had a better evening bite the last couple of days. We've had that, you know, a little bit of north into that west wind. So it's laid that beach down, calmed it down. The water is beutiful. I dropped my trolling motor yesterday. And when I first dropped the trolling motor, I had to take two looks. I had to look at it twice. I'm like, am I in Destin? Yeah, I mean, the water's just beautiful, clean. You know, it's one of those that when you get into a good bite, those fish are real aggressive. You can actually see the flash of the fish coming after your bait before he actually hits the bait.
Beautiful sight. Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, before you go, and like I said, shrimp, crabs, or crawfish, which would be your top choice if you could only have one?
Oh, shrimp. You can do so much with them.
Yep. Probably the most versatile piece of food on the planet. Daryl, we got you at realscreamers.com on the website. Give them the telephone number.
225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Have a good weekend. Be safe, and we'll catch up with you next week.
We're going to boil those crabs right and early this morning.
Go get them. There he is, Daryl Carpenter. All right, we come back after the top of the hour break. More fishing reports, Mike Gallo, Lance Burgess, and Ryan Lambert join us on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch.
The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Radio Network. And thank you for sharing part of your Saturday morning with us, live and direct from our Baldwin County St. Hubert Cathedral Studio Annex. And we'll be here back here again next week. Beautiful day breaking out there, looking good. Pretty light winds offshore, inshore. It's all going on. Hope you're getting to take part in it. All right, getting to our text board at 504-260-1870. We were talking about the commission meeting next week, and they're going to be talking about setting the zones and also the seasons for duck hunting and what kind of splits we'll have for the next 5 years. And I got a text in that says, I've heard talks of them allowing us to shoot the whistling ducks. Are they going to let us shoot the whistling ducks during this teal season? Madison Shahan, before she left as the commission secretary, made a request that we allow that because they're legal to shoot, but not during teal season, and that's when the most of them are here because they do kind of a reverse migration. They're here during our summer, and some of them stay, but a lot of them head back to Mexico and South America, so in order to take advantage of that, they requested that we be allowed to shoot them during the early teal season. I don't think you're going to see it for a while. This is a federal issue, and they've got to have studies done and on the impacts and, you know, a lot of that. I'd really be surprised, but hopefully I think they should and they could, and hopefully they will do that. We will see. Maybe that'll come up for discussion at the commission meeting. All right, we have this one that says, a choice for the shrimp, crabs, or crawfish would be shrimp. Sometimes they taste sweeter than other times, cooked the same way. Don't know why. That's from the old dog. I think a lot of it has to do with the water that they're coming from, the quality of the shrimp. And, yeah, there's some differences in the taste of them for sure. And then, again, I don't know where you're getting your shrimp. They could be that they've been, you know, sitting up a little bit longer on ice, and, you know, no better way to do it than fresh right from the net into the pot. All right, we got some fishing reports coming up. We're talking to Captain Mike Gallo, getting his report, also Ryan Lambert downriver. And also we got Lance Burgess, who's up in Virginia right now, fishing on the Shenandoah River, but he's got some local information for you paddlers doing our Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club paddler report. All that's coming up in the next hour. Hope you stay with it for it, and we'll be back to do it right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And it's time for our fishing report with Captain Mike Gallo. It is a service presented to you by Seato New Orleans. And if you want to become a member, no better time than between right now and Monday, because they're putting on a 3 free month discount. If you make a purchase online at seato.com, you put in the code SELA, S-E-L-A, like Southeast Louisiana, SELA15, and you will receive 3 free months. You pay $249 for the 12 months. You get 3 free. You save about $62 by doing that. And it's only good through Monday, July 7th. And that's seato.com. Or you can call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. We tell you about it all the time, and there's not a week that doesn't go by where they get out there and they jump start somebody, bring them fuel, or if they need be, tow them back to their dock or to a repair place. Check it out. It's CTOW.com. It's like AAA on the water. And right now, put in that discount code. You hear it right here, SELA15. Captain Mike joins us now. And Mike, let's start off with your preference. Would it be only one now for the rest of your life, boiled crawfish, boiled shrimp, or boiled crabs?
Oh, I'm like the rest of everybody else. I would be a shrimp guy for sure.
And as many shrimp as you put through your hands, you still love them, huh?
Yeah, they've stuck me quite a bit over the years, but I still like them when they're boiled.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, how's the fishing been, and what's the forecast for your trips this weekend look like?
It's been a pretty good, you know, it's normal summertime pattern where it's going to rain somewhere every day. So you certainly have to keep your eye on the horizon to be safe. You know, you don't want CTO to have to come get you, but it is certainly peace of mind when you have it. Anyway, we went through a tide change earlier in the week with some small tide movements, and that had us fishing in choke points and in bayous where the water was deeper and moving a little bit better. And it was still productive. We're having a very good year, especially for trout. And now that the water's moving better, there'll be some trout caught in at the bridges in Lake Pontchartrain today. I still don't see enough people fishing on those man-made reefs in Lake Pontchartrain. They're very productive. You just got to learn how to use a slide cork so that you don't get snagged in the reef itself. But there's a lot of fish that hang out there, not only trout, there's flounder, there's sheephead certainly, as well as black drum and the occasional redfish. They just don't get utilized. A lot of times the bridges are crowded and those man-made reefs don't have anybody fishing on them. So that's a good place to go. What we're going to be doing is what we call combo trips. We'll be fishing some of the man-made reefs in Lake Bourne, some of the gas wells, and then mid-morning, 9 o'clock, we'll move into the marsh and see if we can catch some redfish before we call it a day just after lunch.
Mike, what would you say is the ratio of white trout to speckled trout that you're catching right now?
It seems every morning you start off catching speckled trout first thing, and then as the day progresses, the white trout will move in. A lot of times those white trout will move in and the speckled trout will suspend. So the speckled trout may still be there. They just may move up in the water column, and that's when a slide cork can come to your rescue as well. The white trout do seem to hug the bottom more so than the speckled trout. So often if you got a slide cork available and you're catching speckled trout on the bottom with a drop shot, and that's how I fish them pretty much 100% of the time. But as the morning progresses, if you start to see that ratio change, you know, you start off, you catch 10, you're able to keep 6, but all 10 are speckled trout. And then a couple of hours later, you catch 10 and say 6 of them are speckled trout and 4 of them are white trout. And an hour later, it reverses to where 6 are white trout and 4 are speckled trout. You may want to look at throwing that slip cork out and go about 3 to 4 feet above the bottom. And a lot of times, your speckled trout will just move up above the white trout, but they're still there. A lot of times, customers are fine with the white trout. So we simply continue to catch them. Or maybe 2 of them are fine with white trout, and 1 of them likes the speckled trout. You simply switch that person over to the slip cork.
That's a great tip you gave on catching the specks above the white trout. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be putting that to good use. Let me ask you this, Mike. What is your cutoff on? You know, there's no limit on the size that you can keep on white trout, and a lot of time you catch a lot of those little bitty dinks. What is your cutoff size on keeping white trout and releasing them? You know, we got a 13-inch mandatory release on speckled trout, but what about the white trout?
We try to keep them 10 inches and above. Every once in a while, you'll gut hook one that you know is going to die. And I don't want to release fish that I know are going to die into the water. That might attract predators such as sharks, and then that'll shut down the whole bite. So I try to keep them 10 inches and above. But like I say, if we do gut hook one to where I know it's going to die, we throw that one in the ice chest as well.
And I would guess sometimes your customers would have their own preference. You know, they're not interested in keeping 10-inch fish. They maybe establish their own size limit on white trout on what they want to keep and release.
That's correct. That's correct. Some of them only want the bigger ones, and they do get pretty good size. But most people are happy with them when they, you know, as long as we put them in a slush, as you're cleaning them, as soon as it's in the fillet form, put it right back in a slushy ice mixture, and then straight into the ice chest. That's a very good eating fish and plentiful.
Yeah, Mike, we got to ask you about the triple tail. You know, you started to have a couple sightings, and you caught one or two. Any luck on those guys moving over?
I saw two more this week, but couldn't get, you know, when I turned around to go back for them, they went down and never did come up, sort of like the one you and I saw when we fished. So I think they're getting a little smarter.
Yeah, you know, it never used to be like that. If you spotted them underneath a crab float and you approached them and you did it fairly quietly, I mean, they wouldn't dive deep. They'd hit your bait. Maybe now they're getting educated.
They seem to be. I do see more people looking for them. So, yeah, it depends on how long you want to stay. He'll certainly come back up. Or you could, you know, if you got forward-firing sonar, you may can look at him where he's at, and the slip cork could also put a bait in front of him down a little deeper.
Great fish to pursue and catch when you can find them. Well, Mike, thanks for the report. We're going to let you get on your trip, but before you go, I got you on my website. We got a link directly to aaofla.com, or they can go directly there. Give them the telephone number if somebody wants to call you and get a summer trip on the books.
Very simple, Don. 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, thank you for the report, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Don, we'll talk to you next week, and I hope a lot of people take advantage of that CECO deal, because that's a really good deal, an extra 90 days.
So absolutely.
Hopefully people take advantage of that.
All right, I got to do it by Monday. That's Captain Mike Gallo. Mike, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
All right, Don, talk to you then.
All right, we come back after this. We got a paddler's report from Lance Burgess. He's up in the Shenandoah River catching smallmouth bass, but he's got some local reports for you, too. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our report live from the Shenandoah River this morning is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive, your local fly shop specialists. You can ask them about fly tying and fishing classes they schedule there at the store. Also, pick up some paddle sports equipment, kayaks, great-looking apparel, outdoor gear for the latest fishing tackle for the local area. And they open up at 10 a.m. this morning. And you know what's free over there? Fishing reports. Talk to them. They'll help you out. That's No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. We're joined now by Lance Burgess. And Lance is in Virginia up there near the Shenandoah River fishing for smallmouth bass. How do you fish smallmouths, Lance?
Morning, Don. Well, you know, I'm absolutely blessed. My in-laws have a beautiful property here in a small town called Woodstock. It's in the Shenandoah area, and the river borders the back of the property. So I've become accustomed to coming up and just really wade fishing and walking through the rocks and kind of looking for ledges and pools where there might be some deeper drop-offs. Still pretty new to me to smallmouth fish that way, but we did bring the kayaks up and we were going to try to go. It's been a little bit high and muddy, and we're hoping later in this week, maybe Sunday, Monday, we get a little bit more lower water conditions where we can get the boats out there and go look fish for smallmouth. Usually I use a lot of jerk baits, and you know, different types of spinner baits. You know, those little roadrunners work okay sometimes too, but, yeah, it's a little different tactics up here.
What's the difference between a smallmouth and our spotted bass that we have in Louisiana?
Well, you know, the smallmouth are they're not as big and chunky as the bass that we have, the spotted bass. Their colorations, they're really dark green, beautiful fish, and they really put on a great fight. But yeah, they're, you know, I kind of like to call them footballs because they really are the bigger ones, about the size of a football, you know. So yeah, if you catch one that's about the size of a football, you got a pretty nice smallie in your hands.
Sounds like you got a great weekend ahead of you. Back home, any news from Bayou Coast Fishing Club and upcoming kayak tournaments that people need to be aware of and get signed up for? I know a lot of the fishing rodeos now have instituted kayak divisions in them specifically for the paddlers.
Yeah, you know, summertime's full of fishing rodeos along the coast, and a lot more kayak divisions are part of those. You know, they just wrapped up the Magnolia, the tournament last weekend, so I was glad they were able to have it. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to fish that one. And, you know, for Bayou Coast, really around the corner, if you are, you know, fishing the tournament series, you will have the Redfish Rumble that'll be coming in September, and the Fall and Tide Tournament, which is one of our biggest tournaments of the year, in October. So, you know, this part of the summer is kind of tough. We don't have a lot of tournaments going on, but good time to kind of get gear up for the last few. And if you're in fishing the series, the Redfish Rumble will be your last opportunity to try to get into the top 15 to qualify for the Bayou Coast Championship, which I think is scheduled for November.
Yeah, Ride the Bull's not too far off either, the big one in Grand Isle.
Oh, correct. Yeah, CCA does a great job with that. Ride the Bull is coming as soon as those bull reds show up in the passes, you know, that everybody, the kayakers, will be gearing up to go catch those giant bull reds. I think we're looking at what? I think we do that in August. Yeah, that's an August tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, the Cajun sleigh ride, they call that when you hook up at one of those big bull reds. And it's actually a collection effort, too. You know, Wildlife and Fisheries is there, and there's tagging fish and measuring and studying them and releasing them, and provides a lot of data for them.
Yeah, I was really happy to see that. It made me proud to see that, you know, what RAD and the work that CCA is doing, and you guys documenting the stocking program, the first time that we'll have a stocking program. So that's super important for our coast and our estuary, and I'm glad that they're starting to take advantage of that opportunity to harvest the harvest those bull reds and go ahead and start that program and get it up and running. Can't wait to see how that produces for us.
You know, back in the 60s, they had a game show, and they had the $64,000 question. So I'm going to give it to you. If you could only have one for the rest of your life, boiled seafood I'm talking about, would it be shrimp, crabs, or crawfish?
Wow. You know, I'm going to
have
to say crabs. I'm going to have to say crabs because I think I could do a little bit more with crabs, you know, whether it's crab cakes or, you know, other things, boiling them and everything else. But, yeah, I think I'll go with crabs. That's a tough choice, though.
It definitely is. Well, Lance, have a great time up there. Hope you get some smallmouth. Send us some pictures, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Thanks, Don. Y'all have a great weekend, and happy belated 4th to everybody out there.
Very good. That's Lance Burgess, one of our reporters. He also is kind of our director for the Tigers in the Wild series on Bayou Wild TV. And if you haven't caught any of those LSU athletes in the outdoors, go to our webpage, bayouwildtv.com. You can find out where it airs and when it airs, and also watch it on your laptop or computer or your phone right there at our YouTube page. All right, coming back after this, it's bad boy time. This guy was fined. This is a follow-up case we reported on earlier. Fined $900,000 fine. What could you possibly do? We'll tell you right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Radio Network. All right, we've been asking you, the audience, and also some of our reporters, your choice if you can only have one for the rest of your life. We're talking boiled seafood. Would it be shrimp, which seems to be the most popular? Got several crawfish votes and a couple of crabs out there, too. What would be yours? We've got the backstrap stacker checking in. He says crawfish would be his choice. Salt in Mandeville also goes with the crawfish and adds that shrimp are pretty dense meat. I can only eat a handful before I start feeling very full. We had one texter that said if they were free, he'd go with crawfish, but if you had to pay for them, he'd go with shrimp. And we also have this question. We're talking about the white trout. Someone says, is a white trout and sand trout the same? If not, what's the difference? Yeah, it's just a different terminology. Some areas, they call them sand trout. In Louisiana and most of the Gulf Coast, they known as white trout. But it's one and the same fish, a little different than a speckled trout. But no difference between a white and a sand trout. All right, this is an Operation Dry Water weekend. It's July 4th through 6th. And what does that mean? Well, it means Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents will be out in full force patrolling our state's waterways for impaired boat operators. Last year, there were over 7,000 officers from 485 different state agencies that participated in Operation Dry Water nationwide. They made 580 driving or operating vessel while impaired, DWI arrests. In Louisiana, there were 25 boaters arrested that weekend for DWI in 2024, and I'm sure about this time next week I'm going to reporting on another bunch that are they just don't listen. And it's really important because impaired boaters, a lot of people don't realize this, a DWI on the water carries the same penalties and fines that you would get. Could be jail time, fines, loss of your driving and boating privileges, and each offense of operating a vehicle or vessel while intoxicated goes toward the total number of DWI crimes, whether it happens on the road or in the water. And by the way, just for a first offense DWI in Louisiana, $300 to $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail. Don't be a bad boy. Use a designated driver if you're going to be including a consumption of alcohol on your weekend trip. Not to mention boating accidents. And we've had a few in Louisiana waters. We had a couple of fatalities that happened. So be very careful out there. All right, right after this 10-second station ID, speaking of bad boys, we got a follow-up on a case we reported earlier this year. We'll tell you about it right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. In a follow-up bad boy, the outdoor story, you may recall the case of the United States versus a Georgia doctor by the name of John Waldrop, whereby he pled guilty to conspiracy to smuggle wildlife and Endangered Species Act violations. So for possessing a collection of four eagles, 179 miscellaneous birds, and 193 egg species that are listed and protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and another 212 bird and 32 egg species that are covered by CITES, which C-I-T-E-S is the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species, which included his collection had rare specimens like three eggs of the Nordman's greenshank, which is an Asian shorebird. It's estimated that there are only less than 1,000 of those remaining alive in the wild. So a federal judge handed a whopping, get this number, $900,000 fine, which could be the largest fine we've ever reported on, 3 years probation and forfeiture of what the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's National Fish and Wildlife Forensics Lab determined to be the largest seizure of 1,401 bird mounts, 2,594 eggs. Where do you keep all this? In its 37-year history, it was confiscated from the obsessed birdman, reconstructive orthopedic surgeon, 76-year-old Dr. John Waldrop of Catawba, Georgia, our bad boy of the outdoors. Whew, nearly $1 million. Something wrong with that guy, huh? Oh. Always have bad boy stories. All right, we're going to come back and talk to a good guy. We're talking about our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. Find out if he's been chasing white trout and speckled trout and redfish and snapper on the close-in rigs. He's got it all going on down there at Cajun Fishing Adventures. We'll talk to him next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we say a happy 4th of July weekend to our plastic man who fishes with plastic over shrimp. We're talking about Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures in Burris. Ryan, what you got going on this weekend?
The family's down. They're working me.
Oh.
Yeah, yesterday we went and run the crab traps, got a few hampers of crabs for today's crab and shrimp boil, and we had enough food to feed the whole farm yesterday.
That's
so
great.
We're going to go catch specks and reds today.
What do you use to bait your crab traps?
The fish heads that we get.
Yeah, those are easy to come by. You know what I'm told is the most effective bait for catching crabs?
What?
Take a guess.
I don't know. Nobody's going to use chicken because it's too expensive to put in all the traps.
Frog bodies. After they remove the legs, frogs.
When I remove the legs, all they got is a head left. I'm eating it all.
Yeah. Some people skin them and they eat the whole thing, but you know, most people just cut the legs off. Yeah, I know. The backbone and all that. The crabs love them.
I eat the whole frog. Well, they'll never find out when they hang around me.
Well, here's the other question. We're asking people today, if you could only have one, everything else is gone, and we're talking ball seafood, would it be shrimp, crawfish, or crabs?
Wow.
Tough choice.
I'll probably have to go with crawfish because it's such a cultural and seasonal thing. You know, I have to go with crawfish.
Yeah, you're not alone.
Not so much because I like them better. It's just such an event.
Yeah, that's true. It's more of a cultural thing, a family thing, where you gather and have crawfish balls. Too bad people in other parts of the country don't know anything about that. We're talking.
Well, our culture is so unique. I mean, there was someone here that I talked to that just came here for a year or so, and they said, this is just unbelievable. The people, and it's so different from anywhere else in the world. And it is. Yeah. I mean, our culture is terrific, and crawfish are part of it.
No doubt. You know, Ryan, they're getting ready to choose based on the hunter survey preference surveys. The department's going to set the seasons for the next 5 years on zones and splits. What are you looking for? What are you hoping they'll take?
I have got to get a coastal zone. They're getting ready to do that, what, at the next meeting?
Tuesday, yeah. Well, I guess they're going to make a recommendation to the commission, and then, you know, they'll sit on it for a while and, you know, make it available to the public for comment and that type of thing.
Well, the way it works is if you have three zones, you get only one split. You know, two splits of, you know, the first split and the second split. But if you have three zones, you get, I mean, two zones, you get three splits. So, you know, this, I like the split, and I don't know why they do that, but we have got to have some kind of coastal zone, please, negative ties. I mean, I've only got like 4 or 5 days in the whole month of January I can get to a blind. So, you know, it's not just me. It's everybody that fishes, you know. And the guys all the way in the west side of the state, I didn't think it was that big a deal to them, but they called me and they said, yeah, it's bad here, too. Same thing, negative tides, but you can't even get to the blind. So the whole coast of Louisiana needs its own zone, and we need to close it on the negative tides. Let's get it early, hunt early, and then, you know, come after Christmas when the zones, when the negative tides start, you need to just close the season. Let's go hunt somewhere else. We'll go hunt up north and shoot some mallards or something, because you know, you just can't hunt here. It's just a waste of the good season.
Maybe a special zone created from, say, I-10 at the state line with Texas coming across to either 10 or 12, and everything south of that would have its own dates, you know.
Make that's it what true I
north
thinking.
And south. Yeah.
Anything that is tidal has to be in that zone. You know, if your waters are controlled by tides, you know, you have to be in that zone because – you know, it affects us that much. And all the way going up into Mississippi and the Biloxi Marsh and all the same thing. You know, all that's coastal. So, and that's above I-10. I would, no, it's not. It's not. So all that will fall into that. So, yeah, we'll have to do that. And then they could do their east and west. So they could do a north and south. They could have two zones, have a north and south, and still have their three splits if that's what they want. Because I don't get the east and west anyhow.
No, it doesn't make the best sense. But we'll see. They're going to kick it around and discuss it on Tuesday. Be interesting to see what they come up with. And I don't know if it's going to be appealed for again. But, you know, we've tried to get the whistling ducks moved up into the teal season. We only got a 9-day teal season this year, and that certainly would be a little bonus to add some whistling ducks. But that, you know, it literally takes an act of Congress to get that done.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, we don't have an opportunity on that many whistling ducks. Now, I wish we could have wood ducks because in Iron Marsh, I have wood ducks for teal season,
right,
but I don't have them in the big season, which is really weird. But
A lot of states allow a special early teal and wood duck season. They include
ducks
in it.
And I would like to see some wood ducks thrown in on our teal season because that's the only time I get to shoot them. they evacuate. They say, well, the big season's coming. Let's get out of here.
This is why it's important for people to comment on these surveys that they send out because they act upon it. They take the public.
And they didn't send me the survey, believe it or not. I'm the one that initiated all of that. I didn't get the survey.
I guess it's done by random who gets it and who doesn't. I think they should send it to everybody that purchases a waterfowl stamp. You know,
that's what I think, too. Of course, that's a lot of surveys to go over, but, you know, I'll definitely be at the meeting. I've been to the meeting 3 times and already spoke on this. So, you know, and they're in agreement. They think that we need it. You know, Kevin was in agreement and all the guys. So, we'll get that done. And north and south might not be a bad deal. You know, because after we finish our season, we can go hunt with our friends up north.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's part of the plan to open seasons all at the same time to prevent people from doing that. Sometimes they try to keep you from being successful.
Yeah, but, you know, the limit's 6. And yet, I tell you what, the last 3 years we've had less ducks than we've had in the state in forever. So hopefully, you know, the river's still high. It's still at 11 something today, and it's making a good bit of aquatic vegetation everywhere. Even we opened Davis Pond for 3 months early in the season and brought back a lot of grass and Cotawachi in those areas. So when the river goes down, if we maintain some flow there, we'll have some ducks all the way up there and say, you know, in the Bad Terry Estuary up there because we hadn't had aquatic vegetation up there for some time. And that's what drives the ducks.
Very good. Well, we'll be interested to see what happens at Tuesday commission meeting. I'll be zoomed in for it and take a look at what the recommendations are. We got a hunt of a lifetime trip coming up in a couple of weeks. Huh? It should be good taking that little boy and showing him around to some Louisiana fishing. That's his trip of a lifetime, was to come fish offshore and inshore trips.
Yeah, it should be nice if we get some good weather for him. Go catch him some snappers and maybe some bull reds and something to really make him happy.
Yeah. Great program. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for the report. Good luck today out there. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you and talk about booking trips, ducks and fish and all that, it's never too early to do it. And when's your next trip down at Nolejase in Mexico?
We start white wing season on the 15th of August. And I think I got those three white wing trips, and then hopefully I'll have six other trips. I have a couple of spots October 2 through 5 for white wings, if anybody would like to go do that. That's a world-class experience. So just give me a call, and we'll get it done. You know, CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they could call me direct at 504-559-5111.
Very good. Have a great one today. Enjoy the fourth weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, we'll see you soon.
All right, that's Captain Ryan Lambert, our Plastic Man Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, we come back after this. We're wrapping it up. It's time to go. But we still got one more segment on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, we've got a couple of text messages to close us out here. One says, I love crab meat, but I prefer shrimp due to the easier cleaning. I guess you mean peeling. And we also got this one in. Someone says, I just saw a nice little 6-point standing at the edge of the woods off Harrison Avenue, outskirts of Tammany Hills. They're coming out. Don, well, let me tell you about Tammany Hills and Harrison Avenue. I know Harrison Avenue as Dog Pound Road because the animal shelter's been there for a long time. My home is about 10 minutes from there, maybe less. And 50 years ago, when I built my home right there where you're talking about, on the corner of 59 and Harrison Avenue, a Dog Pound Road, you can't see it now because it's kind of overgrown and developed, but there were some big, massive oak trees in there. And I used to hunt quail and woodcock right there. And now it's almost downtown. I guess you call that progress. But yeah, there's a lot of deer and turkeys and squirrels and everything living in that area. They have not left, but they've had to change because of the population moving in. Well, this has been a good show, and it's also a sad show for me a little bit because we say goodbye to our ace producer, Cullen Steele. For over the last couple of years, he's been producing the show, and if you think it sounds good, you can blame him. He is leaving us. This is his last week, and Cullen, I just wanted to personally thank you for the great job you've done in helping make this show available to people in a very, very timely and professional way.
I appreciate it, Don.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed doing the show as much as we've enjoyed having you do it, and we wish you well in your future endeavors, and thanks again. From the bottom of my heart and the listening audience, we thank you for what you've done.
Thank you. I'll miss getting up early, you know, talking with you, seeing what you've been up to, and always asking, hey, you getting out on water this weekend? And you're going, no, I got stuff I got to do, Cullen.
Yeah, well, you can still listen to us. Whoever you are, take us with you. And thanks again for the job you do. And your choice, crawfish, crabs, or shrimp. Looks like shrimp is the winner. What about you?
See, I, when we were talking about it off the air a couple minutes ago, I completely forgot the fact that it is boiled and not just right. Like general. And if we're talking boiled, I think I mentioned it earlier. It off the air, that it would be like shrimp or crabs for me. Crawfish just isn't in that camp. I think I'd go crabs. If it's boiled, I'm going to go crabs.
Yeah. Well, for me, crab meat is excellent, but that's a lot of work for what you get as compared to shrimp or crawfish. And the crawfish, the good thing, it's seasonal. You know, it's times you don't have them, and then when you got them, you really love them. And shrimp are out there all the time, but I got to go with the shrimp. I just think that the ease of the peeling and the flavor of shrimp, you can't beat it. Although, hey, there's nothing wrong with crawfish and crabs. Fortunately, I don't think we'll ever be faced with that choice, though.
I got a question then. What about, like, general? Is it always going to be, like, not boiled, just, like, go-to?
Yeah, well, all of those three are very versatile. You know, you put them in etouffees, and you can fry them, and, you know, you got soft-shell crabs, and that's pretty seasonal. So a lot of people probably would make a different choice if you could, you know, do other things with them. And then we got a lot of people threw oysters in there, too, not in a boil, but if you're just talking seafood, a lot of people love oysters.
We had that one texter say, you know, difference between it being paid or free. Does that affect you at all?
I don't get that, but if they're free, it's crawfish, but if it's paid, shrimp.
What about
I don't understand.
If you have to get them yourself?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You know, and that's possible. Now, the difficult one would be the shrimp because you got to rig up with a little trawl and all that to trawl them. Although some people catch them with cast nets. I've done that. You can, you know, throw some bait. We used to do it right off the Lake Pontchartrain seawall. You go out there and take some cans of dog food and punch holes in it and give it a few minutes and throw the cast net over it, and there you go. You got you some shrimp.
We'll have to call Robbie about that, see if he can help us.
Yeah, there you go. They got some good ones there. Well, Cullen, again, thanks for what you do. Don't be a stranger. Call us up. Let us know what's going on with you. And we'll have somebody, probably, hopefully, somebody can fill your big shoes you're leaving.
I will. Thank you, Don.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. You're all invited again next week. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend. Remember, this is an Operation Dry Water weekend. Law enforcement agents will be out there enforcing safe boating. Make sure you got your life jackets, all your gear that's required by law on your boat. And if you're going to be drinking on the water, have somebody else do the driving, because that is a serious offense and it could cost somebody a life or serious injury. Have a great rest of the 4th of July weekend. We'll be back here to do this all over again next Saturday morning with the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.